Hello. The date is September 13th. Today, my name is Barbara Maines. Today I'm interviewing Mr.
My name is Barbara Maines. Today is the 13th of September, 1979, and we're in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Baker in Port Republic, Virginia. Oh, Mount Crawford, Virginia. Okay. Okay, Mount Crawford, Virginia.
7 miles from heaven.
Okay. With us today also are Mrs. Alberta Showalter and Mrs. Marie Bowman, and we're going to be talking a lot about Black Rock Springs Hotel.
Okay, now it's you folks who can talk. So you both were at Black Rock Hotel, right? You went up to
the
Springs?
In the home of Mr. Vincent Baker. We're interviewing him.
You went one time? You went during the day? Did you stay up there for
the Black Rock Hotel, which he visited when he was
younger. Air food and everything,
younger.
And whatever they would need to fix a bed up, you know, it was just frame was there.
So you had to take your sheets and your food and all that?
That's right.
How about, well, who owned the cottage? You stayed in the cottage, right?
I don't know who owned it.
You don't know?
Then.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't.
But did you have to pay rent on it when you went there?
Yes, something. I don't know about that.
You were little, you say, when you were down?
Yes, I was little. I was 7 years old, I reckon, maybe.
What do you remember doing up there? Did you...
This one from Springer went to the, what you call it, to see him dance.
You went to see him dance?
Yeah.
Where was that? Was that in the
hotel.
In the big hotel building?
Yeah.
Where did they have the dances? Did they have a ballroom in there or a...
I don't know. I guess they had a dance hall. I don't know.
Okay. What kind of dances were they?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Just remember dancing. My half-sister took me.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 years older than I am.
Oh, so... So did she do some of the dancing?
No, she didn't dance. I don't think she ever danced.
She just took you along to
That's
watch?
Right.
Well, do you remember what kind of music it was? Was it like square dancing or...?
Yes, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Was that around your show? Banjos and things like that. You know what they used to have.
you though have this picture of the fiddle player who was up there. Did you know him?
Well, this uncle mine.
Oh, it was your uncle who played
his wife was sickly. I mean, as a girl growing up, and then. She went up there for her health, and Grandma always went. She met him up there, and they had a ballroom. I haven't talked about the ballroom. He was a school teacher.
He went up there on vacation.
He would. I imagine earn money to go to college. He went to Randolph Macon, and I imagine he was earning money to go to college. Because he wasn't sickly, never done be sick in his life.
But your
and
aunt?
And B.B. Mitchell.
Was his name?
B.B. Mitchell. And people at Port, he taught Port Public. And he's well remembered now down there by the older people. People from here drove, Alberta's brother drove from down here to Port to go to school here.
But during the summers before he started teaching, this was that he used to play the fiddle?
Yes, Black Rock,
Were there any other people that played with him, or it was just him?
Just the understanding of it, I have to say there was maybe three or four or something like that. Somebody had a... guitar, or maybe a banjo, and he had a fiddle. And I imagine it was square dancing, mostly, maybe walking.
When when either one of you were up there, do you remember there being a bandstand? Some people have told us that there was in the middle of a big lawn there in front of the hotel, or alongside the hotel, there was a roundhouse. And I guess it kind of looked like a big bandstand. It was all open and things. Was there a band that played there? Or was that just like a little
house? Now, where do you remember that round building out there?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Do you remember seeing that?
No, I was never inside the room with you really much.
Oh, you weren't inside it, You just went up on a weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Just one day.
One day? What did you do up there? Did you go up by horse and buggy?
Yeah.
With a lot of people?
Yeah, I had a lot of people around there and had a bowling alley. Most of the men is in the bowling alley.
Uh-huh.
In the bar room.
Uh-huh. Oh. They serve liquor and stuff like that there? Oh.
Now, Bertie, you remember bar room?
No.
Remember bowling alley?
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do. A little.
Do you?
Yes, a little.
Oh, I think there's a few of them. One up here would go up on Sunday and we just go in that pool room and roll ducks and roll ten pins.
Oh. And well, how old were you when you went up there on that Sunday?
I was 15, 16 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Oh, you were older than that, I bet you.
I know.
And you and did you go up with a big group of friends and then go up to kind of fool around in the bowling alley and stuff? Did you go up to that the big rock, the top of the mountain there? They call it Black Rock, and it's a big pile of rocks there.
I've been up there.
Did you go? You
didn't
been up
go
there
up that day.
How did you get up there? Did you go by horse and buggy or?
Yeah, horseback.
Oh, I see.
And there was a road went on to across the mountain there.
Right, yeah, that, But did you take the same road? Yeah, the road was forked
off. Yeah, to go back to that big rock there, I believe it's off to the left.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
So you rode a horse up there, or?
Yeah.
You could? Did people walk up there too, do you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, people in were just about as crazy as they are now. If they decide to do something like that, you know, they just did it.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people now, well, I've done it. You can just go climb up to the top of the rocks there, and you get a nice view all around.
Yeah.
Heard of people.
Yeah. I remember the old trough down at the spring where they kept some of their food in.
Oh, yeah, down by the big spring?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that? Where was the biggest spring located? There was a, in relation to the hotel building.
It was to the left of them buildings, I reckon.
How was it laid out? There was the cabins and everything. They were on a big circle, kind of. Wasn't there two rows of cottages there?
I think so.
Yeah. And where was the spring? Was that? I've heard that it's in between the two rows. Is that the way you remember it, the big spring?
I remember they had that water running out here through a trough to something like this we got over here, only about three times that big.
And you say they kept food in that?
Some of it.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the men got their beer and threw it in there too, maybe.
Oh.
That way they preserved the food.
Right, because the water was so cold.
Spring hatch.
Yeah, was that the same spring that people drank out of all the time for the healing?
Mm-hmm.
What color was the water? Do you remember? Was it
Black water, the real spring was clear, wasn't it? The sulfur spring was different from the real spring, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought it tasted different.
Yeah, how'd it taste?
It's over our guess, but.
Oh, Albert, you remember that trough, don't you? Going down and get your food?
I don't know if I do.
Cup of milk and butter down there?
Huh?
Cup of milk and butter down there? Did they have to go down a little hill, didn't it?
You're thinking about fishing over here.
No, I know he wasn't over here. He said, talk about our trough. Our trough is about this wide.
Mm-hmm.
And old spring house, I mean, old ice house over here, water runs through it, you know. Ice wasn't into keeping up the money.
So would that be that trough with the water running through it? Was that where you would have kept your food when you went up there? Did everybody?
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't know what they did there.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. My sisters and Mama did that. You know, I just went to play.
Went to play.
Yeah.
They had a cellar there somewhere.
Yeah, a cellar? Who was in charge of that? Was there?
I don't know.
But they had a.
You tell her about the pig.
Oh well, that was back in the mountain. But that's what I want to know. It was a company, didn't it? That owned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company that owned the Black Rock Springs Hotel was the Black Rock Springs Company.
Black Rock
Springs Company.
Springs Company.
Uh huh.
They got any of the names of who they were?
Well, there was a family, Mr. Blackwell, who was, I think, president of the company. Is that sound right?
Yeah, Blackwell, I know they connected.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Was there something you were saying about a pig? What was that?
Well, she was telling me about some pigs last night. The old woman gone back when it burns.
Oh, well, they had the fire.
Yeah.
And
about when was that fire?
That's what I wonder. What year was it?
I've heard of a big fire that came through and burned the big hotel down, burned everything down in 1909.
Long about that time, sometime.
Yeah, sound right?
Well, this might have happened after. It seems so clear in my mind. Some woman up there in the mountain, a flash fire came along, and they had a dugout cellar, and she got her hogs. You know, everybody kept raised hogs for their meat. And she got her hogs in there and her children. And when the cellar door caught fire, she had a big stick and pushed that out of her way. She saved herself and children.
By standing down in there?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that story.
Miss Garrison. Well, I remember.
Where was that up by the hotel?
Well, that was up in that area, up there, somewhere.
I never heard that. That's an interesting story, though. I wonder if it could have been the same fire that came through with the hotel.
Well, you know, I doubt if I would have remembered if it had been. Of course, I may remember older people telling about it, but. Well, was anybody around there when it burned? When the hotel burned, it was there.
I really don't know. Do you know? I haven't ever heard of anybody. But
no, my mother took the water. They shut up after a good while.
Oh yeah, and
that happened after he died.
And this fellow Bob Miller, right? Now when did he start? He began to buy up a lot of property, right? And after that, when was that?
I don't know.
That was before the fire.
He lived over here at Grotto one time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But once he bought his property up there, did he move up there and stay up there? Or did he
don't
still
think
live?
So.
Oh, still live down in Grotto's? Huh. Do you know who he bought that land from? Did you ever hear any stories about that?
No, I didn't. I don't know. Okay.
I wonder who owned that tract of land in there before they built a hotel and so on. Have you looked up in Charlottesville the deeds to it?
We've never been able to find them. I don't know. I think somebody's been looking into them, but I've never heard.
Well, they ought to be able to find the deeds there.
Yeah.
And it's Albemarle County, isn't it? Or is it Augusta?
Augusta.
Yeah.
Augusta, well.
Yeah, it would be Augusta.
It is. Well, they're up in Stanton, and it would be easy to find up there.
Mm-hmm. I just haven't ever heard. Maybe somebody has. I just haven't heard.
Uh-huh. And you ought to be able to tell when they built a spring. Mm-hmm. As the Boston Lane, built a hotel because the taxes went up.
Yeah. The first stock, the Black Rock Springs Company, first stock they issued was back in 1887. So I know that the hotel must have been built by then, probably, or else the company was at least starting up in 1887.
Uh-huh, 1887.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then...
Oh, that's interesting. And then didn't burn until 1909.
That's as far
Maria,
as
we can figure. When did your mother say they cut that wire?
She was about 10 years old, and she was born in 82.
That'd be 92.
Mm-hmm.
She was older than that, wasn't she?
Yeah, I imagine.
Because she was waiting on tables up there.
Uh-huh. And I imagine it was still running on because Uncle Billy started teaching school down for them in 91.
No, not 92, not 82. That 92, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
To make her 92. Would be 92 or 82?
Wait a minute.
It'd be 90. 92. 90. Mama was 90.
You said 87.
Oh.
Did you say this when they're selling the stock? 87?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, they run it a while before they did that. I bet you he didn't cut the stock from 1900. They didn't cut that. But your mother would be.
What was that story? He cut a wire? Who was that? Miller cut a wire?
No, he pulled the. Well, Victor, you tell it.
Yeah, you were talking about that a little earlier. Why don't you? Can you tell us about that?
I don't know. Did he cut the wire?
He didn't cut the wire. No.
He dug a hole over on his side of the fence and mm-hmm. blasted there and he got water.
He wanted the main spring there?
Yeah, he got it.
Because he didn't have any water on his property, was mm-hmm. that it?
I reckon not.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mama told Mandy that Aunt Dora helped to cut the fence that night.
Yes, and then he wired it off. It was barbed wire, wasn't it, Marie?
Yeah.
To
and,
keep him from...
Anyway, Aunt Dora was one of them that helped cut the fence.
Keep them from getting the water.
Mm-hmm.
And three girls, when the three are just two
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, three girls.
Three of the girls went down and cut that wire and so they get the water.
Ah.
And they kept it a secret too, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
And that, well, let's see, somebody cut the wire, and whose side were they on? Were they on the company
Bob
side?
Bob Miller's side. Bob Miller was supposed to have a bad name, but he really wasn't that bad. It was the other guys that were so.
Uh-huh.
Well, now there's where the disagreement is, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
The character that now, I remember him saying that they cut the wire for, whoever owned the hotel, so they can get down there. That's the way my impression.
Was that Blackwell?
Huh?
Was that
mm-hmm.
Blackwell?
Uh-huh.
I think it must, if his aunt fence cut the Miller's, he was, we didn't have a flat place around there much bigger than this lot around here, and then he went right up the mountain. I never did know why he wanted that one. I think he passed it, I don't know.
Alberta, why did Bob Miller want that water?
I don't know.
What kind of building?
He wanted everything else he could get a hold of.
Huh?
He wanted everything else he could get a hold of.
Well, now, Marie, that's my just impression of hearing people talk about Bob Miller. That was my impression. Now, your mother has a different impression, doesn't she?
Uh-huh.
And, somebody else you've talked to, what's the other side? Have you ever heard anybody else on Bob Miller's side?
No, the people that I've heard, they've all, well, many of them have been against Miller because they thought that he took the water away and all that. They blamed Bob Miller for the shutdown of the company itself.
Uh-huh.
But
did they have a lawsuit?
No, not that I've heard.
You were
talking about a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think they had a lawsuit about it.
Okay. Well, now you can find that in the courts, too.
Yeah. Sure, we could. What kind of buildings did Miller have up there on his land? He didn't have any.
He had any.
Okay, you know, when you were there, do you remember him having any buildings up there?
No, I don't, except those. He probably had those cabins. Mm-hmm. They were two-story buildings.
The little cabins were?
Yes, sir. It was my two sisters, half-sisters, and half-sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and father was all there, and they had it upstairs and room enough for them, beds upstairs anyway, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And we had a bed downstairs. They had a kitchen. Well, I guess just the kitchen beside the mm-hmm. two rooms there, and two up maybe.
Did you, do you remember where the cottage was, whether it was up the hill or down the hill from the
hotel? No, it was down below
the hotel?
Down below the spring, along there, we went in there.
Uh-huh.
It was, the hotel was down this way from the cottages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a road that went up that way, you know, mm-hmm. sort of. I don't think it went by the houses much, but
yeah.
Sort of.
So, were your cottages kind of up the hill from the hotel building, the main building there?
No, I don't think. It was high as.
Oh, I see.
You know, it was built up anyway, but it was about the same, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But you don't remember there being other buildings farther up the hill that belonged to you?
No, I don't think any further up.
Uh-huh.
Then the last one of them, there was some more. Where were your people? Where did your people stay? The hotel?
Oh, no. Grandma and them stayed at the cottage. Really? Then I think Grandpa Scott, some of them owned one up there. Well, I remember when they went up there and brought some chairs out and some things from a cottage up there, brought down home, but I had been small.
Were you ever up to Black Rock?
No, only one time.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't anything but brush as is.
Oh, it was
we
after...
We went up there one Sunday before we were married and had flat tires all over. That's the most I remember about.
Was that after the hotel burned down?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that was in the early 20s.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about the bed before. The bed in your cottage?
Mm-hmm.
How they made up the beds?
No, it wasn't anything on the bed. You took your
bed
clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have room enough for me, so baby hoppers could sleep with them. And Papa took some boards and made me a bed. Fastened it, you know, some way to the bed and into the weatherboard down there.
Uh-huh. So you just had a bed there?
I had a bed like that.
Uh-huh.
Inside of there. This one bed in that room.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was interesting. See, they had their bed, and then he put some boards along the rail on their
kind
bed.
Kind of like slats, you know, if you
see, she was over in the back next to
it. I don't know. Maybe it's all tickled. Honest, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we were there that long. We just had some comfort, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? Did you go out and play in the? Was there?
Yes,
were there fields around it, or was it woods?
I remember it was pretty much mountain there, you know, pretty hilly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was down below, I don't remember going much, but somebody went with me.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, he would go.
Were there woods around the hotel?
What I can remember, there were pretty much. Yeah.
There's a stream. It's called Payne's Run that goes kind of near there. It's just down the hill. Did you ever go down and play in the stream?
I didn't. We didn't. We'd go and look at this up where the springs were and up the hill around that. But I don't know. It's been a long time.
Uh-huh. Do you remember why you went with your family, right? Do you remember why your family went? Just for vacation?
Just to be gone, I think.
Just to be gone?
I don't think anybody was sick. Well, my, let's see, Kate. Kate wasn't so well, I expect. And Molly had Edna up there because she was cross. And, I don't know.
Who was Kate? Was she your sister?
Brother, Kate's brother's wife.
Uh-huh.
And her third daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's still living.
Yes, it's Edna that was so sickly and cross.
She was sickly. She then had eight boys and two girls.
And she's still living and celebrated her 60th anniversary.
Her
80th,
you mean?
Huh?
You mean her 80th?
No, her 60th anniversary.
Oh, yes. Anniversary.
Uh-huh.
I thought
When Alberta's brother, Edna and her mother came home for the weekends, and then when they brought her back on Monday morning, what did Hobart say?
He ran into Cora and Kate and said, "We got them again." She cried nearly all the time, Edna did.
Uh-huh.
She was cross, and he
when
was,
she was up there?
He was the same age.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. 3 years old.
He wasn't too pleased. You see, he was telling these older people, "We got him again."
When you were there, so there weren't any buildings up on Miller's Place? Was there just a fence?
I don't much think it was. I could have been, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They must have been behind them other buildings or something. I don't remember.
Oh, I see. But there was a fence when you were there that separated the two tracks there? And so somebody on...
Fence right alongside the spring.
Oh, I see.
1 2 foot from the spring.
And that's what the company put up?
Mm-hmm.
And then your aunt, you say?
My mother's sister.
Your mother's sister?
Dora. Uh-huh. They were good.
They're goods, uh-huh. And they were the ones who cut the fence?
Well, was one of them. Mom told me who they were.
And one was a Miller.
Yeah.
One was Miller?
I don't know. Who was the other one there? Marie?
Mom said, but I don't remember. It's on that other paper.
Mm-hmm. But they cut the fence, and then what happened? Then was that before or after Miller... You said he dynamited, he blasted the spring?
Must have been after he dynamited it. They wouldn't have been cutting the fence to get water then. But.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. I can't say they cut the fence to get water. That was just my impression.
But after that, he
wanted... And he must have been on the Miller's side because, it's just Marie's mother is just... told lately who cut the, because nobody knew who cut the fence.
Mm-hmm.
They cut in the night.
Uh-huh. That was before, later on, Miller blasted the spring, right? He did that because he wanted the water?
Yes, I reckon he wanted the water. Well, Marie, do you remember how they mistreated Miller?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they were ugly to him. But he really wasn't as that much at fault, or at least Mama said he wasn't as much at fault as the other guy. Grandpap liked the Bob Miller. She said he was a nice man. And they were doing Bob Miller dirty. And anyway, I think the reason things dwindled away up there, after he blasted the spring, the water disappeared,
mm-hmm.
more or less, and
mm-hmm.
it just wasn't anything there to keep it going.
Is there water there now?
Oh, yeah, the springs are there. You can see them. You've been up there, haven't
mm-hmm.
you? Can.
Yeah, you can see the springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The foundations are there, Miss Alberta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can see... Thing.
There are trees, little trees, maybe about 4 or 5 inches around that are growing up right in the middle of where the hotel foundations are. You can see the foundation and there are trees coming up through it.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been up there. I never was up there once.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was pretty little.
When you were up there, did you go up to that Black Rock, to where all those rocks are?
Oh, yes. We just went to the spring. You mean, is that what you mean, to the spring?
You went to the spring, right?
We just went to the spring.
You didn't go up to that?
No. I don't think any of us did. Papa was kind of crippled, getting kind of crippled.
Mm-hmm.
And my half sister, they didn't go.
Mm-hmm. There was a church that was up there. It was called the Wayside Church. It was kind of near there. Do you remember going there?
I didn't remember about that. Uh-huh. I don't remember anything about that. I don't think so.
Do you know where that is?
Don't remember anything about the church.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
Was it?
Black Church Grottoes?
No, I think it was down on the other side. I think it was down towards Sugar Hollow.
Oh, on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah. Oh. I think that's where it was.
I was just thinking, we used to go cross there, and this fella that owned land just across the top of the mountain,
mm-hmm.
he come over here and bought a farm up here, Payne's Run.
Oh.
I reckon some of his people still up there. He's an older man than I am.
Who was that?
Oh, that Virginia Nolan got some of his land down the foot of the mountain.
Along Payne's Run?
Hmm?
Along Payne's Run, you said? When you went up there, how did you go?
Buggy.
Was the road that you went on, there's an old road that goes alongside Payne's Run, goes up the mountain like that. Is that how you went up there?
Oh, I don't know. They might have changed the road now. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Hmm. How long did it take you to get up there? Were you living right around here?
You know, I was born here so darn poor.
Uh-huh.
Never got able to get away.
Ah.
Just here.
Well, that's pretty nice. I don't know as I'd want to get away. How long did it take you to get up there, though? Do you remember about it?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
After I get big enough to drive cattle, I went across there lots of times.
Uh-huh.
Brown's gal.
You drove cattle across there?
Hmm?
You drove cattle across there, you say?
From Brown's Gap. Y'all didn't never go up to Harrison Road to go up there to Black Rock, did you?
We went out right back at Grottoes, went across Black
That's
Rock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did? Well.
A few times.
Oh, and that's how you went up there? That road that goes up and back at Grottoes there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's where you drove the cattle across?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you drive the cattle across the same road that you went up to get up to Black Rock?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever stop on the way back from driving the cattle?
A few times we'd ride back in there.
Uh-huh.
Everything was gone then.
Oh, I see. Was that after the fire? Or was,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, the first couple times it might have been by a hotel.
Uh-huh.
I expect it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. You said before that it was boarded up for a while? The mm-hmm. hotel buildings were boarded up? They were shut up and everything? Nobody was there anymore?
I don't remember anything about anything being there.
Oh, I see. It was just bare land, nothing there? Is that what, do you think that's what put the hotel out of business? Was on those? It was just, nothing was rebuilt after the
No, I think
fire.
It went out of business before then. When Miller wrote their water,
mm-hmm.
they shut up directly.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They didn't, and that was before the fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? Did the buildings just start to fall down, the things?
Yeah, I reckon not.
Uh-huh. Do you remember hearing anything about that? Hmm.
Oh, yes, I guess I heard about it. It was gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never was back there.
Hmm. So after he died or ruined the water, The place just kind of shut up.
That's right. Just went to dogs.
What about Miller's place? He did have a something or other up there, didn't he? A bowling alley? That's what I've heard.
I don't know.
I think they did. Somebody did.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe he run the bowling alley at that hotel. Maybe that's where they're mistreating.
Mm-hmm.
Putting him out or
something.
That's the way I've heard that there were two bowling alleys there. The one that belonged to the company. And you remember that one?
Yes, I reckon. I think so.
Yeah. And then
the one down there at the hotel, wasn't it? Tosher.
Mm-hmm.
And his was across the cube. I don't know whether he's up there after the they cut the fence or not. We never got over on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Never went anywhere over there.
Did you see?
But I did taste the water.
Did you see any of the people that were staying up on Miller's place?
No, I don't remember that it did, but I could have, I don't remember.
Well, as old as young as I am, I remember going up there and watching a little tin pan. I'm 63.
Oh. You remember seeing them?
Bowling alley and one of them, huh?
Which one do you?
Down below somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Ah. When you went there, did you go in the bowling alley that time when you went up?
Yeah, I was in there. I never done no bowl.
Uh-huh.
I was in, you know what I just think?
What?
George Kemper, you know, just died.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Kemper's, I think, went up there and stayed maybe all summer. I bet some of them tell you more about that place than anybody else.
Well, all the Kemper girls are dead, though, just about, aren't they?
There's still one woman down there anyway.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Two of them, well.
Margaret.
They're as old as I am, ain't they?
Miss Abby, don't you
not for there.
Miss Abby, don't you remember when the place burned, Mama said that Theresa was little and you all lived right side beside, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And Mama said she remembered seeing the fire. And you was right there too.
Yeah, well, Theresa was little then.
Yeah. Well, do you remember seeing the fire?
No, I don't remember seeing
it. Well, Mama said she saw the fire, and she was telling about somebody went out there, and she was telling about the blankets floated, the buildings were so closed up that the blankets on the beds were floating around in the buildings. Does that sound natural to you?
No, I don't remember
that's
that.
That's what she said.
Well, did everything burn? Did Miller's bowling alley burn when the other burned?
Well, I don't think everything burned at one time. But they got it out before some of his stuff burned.
But the hotel had been shut up and everything, so is that why it was so closed in that it...
That's why the air was so...
Something.
Oh, it's raising, it's getting so hot outside, and that's what's taking me.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
See, taking it up.
Evidently, some of the beds were made.
Yeah.
At least that's what Mama said.
Mm-hmm.
And Theresa is, 65? So, 65 from 79. How many years ago was that then?
14. I was 14 then.
1914.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh, and they left there in 16?
I don't know. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you know, after the fire, some people seem to say that there was there were some other buildings built after the fire came through and destroyed everything? They said that, I've heard anyway, that there were other buildings built, a couple cabins maybe, and some people I think even said there was another hotel building built there that wasn't Miller's. The company just built another hotel there.
Well, here, this is not the same place on this, is it? One's the back and one's the front, or what?
No, I thought those were all the same in those pictures. Do you remember hearing anything about that?
I don't remember. It might have. Mm-hmm. Been so long, you know, so many things happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now, look at this.
Yeah, see.
Could that be the same one?
Yes, I think so. Don't you? Let's see here. Yes, that's the same
place. We might go up there now and find the old spring.
Mm-hmm.
If we had to double
Yeah, that's
open.
The same place.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Fixed
well,
it
larger than I thought it was.
Yeah, but there's two hotels. There was one down below
Miller
and there was
on
one
his
up
side,
above.
They could
one
little deep.
Oh, there was. You mean,
yeah.
A different
that
building from that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Mama said. That's all I know.
You mean, there's two hotels. Alberta, you remember the two hotels?
Oh, I don't remember. But she would have, because she was old enough to know. Yeah.
I just heard her telling the lady that.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't call them hotel. What did they call them? Well.
What did they call them?
Miller's place, you mean? What did Miller call it? I don't
know. What did they call these hostels?
Something like
that. H-O-S-T-E-L. Hostels to a hotel. Isn't you know, you're reading old books about the, going along and about a hostel.
Yeah, I...
But have you always heard this called a hotel?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm.
And Sadie remembers, Alberta, you ought to go down and talk to Sadie. Mm-hmm. Y'all can refresh each other's memory.
I don't know much about it. I just remember Sadie was there.
Well, was she waiting
for who was with her up there, her parents?
Marie, who was with your mother?
Was she waiting on the tables then, Miss Alberta?
Huh?
Was Mama waiting on the tables then?
I don't know. She could have been, I wouldn't have known. See, they lived with this, I thought they stayed right below us.
Well, see, Mama went up there for a good many years. But then when she got older, she waited on the tables in the dining room.
Who did, your mother?
Mama.
Oh, your mother, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, did you decide to play together?
Huh?
Did you decide to play together?
I don't know, we just played. She talked to me, you know.
She
said
that's where she met Mom.
I remember seeing her. I remember seeing her cry when her some parents come home for overnight or something and left her up there, or maybe they had been to see her and she was, didn't, you know, missed him.
She's homesick.
Yeah, I reckon.
Uh-huh, well.
So you got to know, did you know other people too who were staying there at the same time?
Nobody but our family, I don't think.
Uh-huh, and then?
We didn't, I don't see, I don't remember that there was anybody much there.
Mm-hmm.
My half-brother and his wife come. Moffat come to see us and Moffat know her. That was before they had any children, mm-hmm. Before they were married.
Crumbs, she's talking about. Crumbs. And she was Crumbs.
Oh, I see.
C-R-A-U-N.
C-R-A-U-N?
Uh-huh.
Crumbs all lived around in here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a big affair. It had two hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people came in from Grottos that... or came in the other way across the mountain. Do you know?
Two ways. Oh, maybe.
Oh, well.
You know, I took her to the mountain one time for chestnuts.
Yeah?
Spent the day, a bunch of us, and come back, and I bought a whole sack of chestnuts, and
mm-hmm.
Put her out in the center of the house and didn't give her a chestnut.
Well, I thought Papa gave you money to get chestnuts.
Huh?
I thought he was going to give you money to get him some chestnuts, and you didn't do it. You said you wouldn't do it.
Captain Chestnuts isn't money at all.
No, I don't know if they give him money or not. But he said he was going to. And I'm sure he gave you a sack to get chestnuts in, and I never heard anything more about it.
When you were up there,
it was so bashful, you know, that when she got out, I ashamed. I wouldn't ask if she wanted some chestnuts.
Well, I guess it wasn't. I reckon I wouldn't have told you that then. I wouldn't have said nothing about chestnuts.
Well, years later, you told him off, wouldn't you?
Huh? You remember about Lloyd Underwood and his girl?
Yeah.
Oh, he worked in store down at Goods Mill. And
that's right.
Oh, he was particular. His old bogey, some of them had some booze along, Minor Kiker and Jim Miller, some of them. And, they spilt a little of his bogey. I thought he was going to have a fit.
Uh-huh. He had it, a new one, didn't he? New bogey.
Mm-hmm. Well, just shy. Well, he kept that all the time.
Yeah.
Then before he died, him and her both got drinks, so they'd get down on the floor and crawl up the table, get up and get the liquor.
Well, they were alcoholics.
Well, that's what they told them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know about that, but I know that both of them were alcoholics.
But he was a particular thing all the time, always about his old buggy and horse. He had a nice heart, and everything just had to shine.
Do you remember that, Marie? They lived down at Goods Mill, Miss Underwood.
I'm just barely remembering. I can remember seeing how tall he was.
Uh-huh.
He was tall, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did they go up Black Rock? Did Underwood go up there?
No, we went across Brown Gap.
I know, but did Underwood go up to Black Rock?
Not that I know of. Minor Kigers, Jake, the people, they had a farm across the other mountain there, over there, that's where we went.
Did the Kigers go up Black Rock?
Not that I know of. They might have.
Quite a few people from this area used to go up there, right? From right around here.
I don't remember anybody but Alice Baker and Maggie Hartman and some of her people.
That's just from this neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when you went there, were there people who were from far away who were there? Like from the cities or something?
Oh, yeah. City people go up there.
Oh, yeah? From whereabouts, do you know? Just city folks?
Yeah. I imagine they come and more, as many of them more come from the other side of the mountain than went from this side.
Mm-hmm. You think so too, Alberta?
Huh?
You think that people came in from the other side
they
of the
mountain? They must have. I never did think about it. I just thought about it from this side.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I imagine it came from Baltimore and Washington.
From all over.
Oh, it's real interesting. I didn't think Black Rock was that big. Well, Raleigh Springs up here was, well, there's three hotels up there at one time, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, uh-huh.
That was pretty popular, too, right?
Yes.
People went there?
Yes.
That's where Jay's parents always went.
Yeah, well, yes.
The Bowman's went up there.
That's what it was heard. Ms. Bowman tell about it. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
What kind of water was there, too? Is that healing water, too? Yeah.
There's three, iron, sulfur, and...
magnesium?
What's magnesium? It's three kinds.
The springs up there at Black Rock, were they walled in, or were they just bubbling out of the ground? Do you remember when they...
It was walled up.
They were walled up?
Yeah.
How many springs were walled up like that? Was there just the main one?
I don't know.
Did you drink any water while you were there?
Yeah, I drink water.
Yeah.
You know, I just sitting here wondering how all them places made. You know, there was a big hotel down at Hopkins Springs, down at the foot of the mountain where they put that works up there. There's a lot of people used to go down there.
Yeah. I heard Bess talk about going down there. Bess and Lottie. There's a Hopkins Springs out never there. I don't reckon. Agus is taking us pretty near her.
You haven't been back in there yet?
You have heard that tape of Mama. She's
no, it's poor dumb people. We don't have money enough going over, do we?
Says Five Springs up there, Black Rock?
Yeah.
Five Springs, well, sir.
I knew there was a couple. I didn't know how many.
When Mandy and us weren't there, we found them.
Yeah. When I've been up there, I found more than just two. I found the sulfur spring there. Was that walled in? Do you remember?
I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. I remember finding that one, and then there were a few others. Five, I think we found too. Did the water taste, it just tasted like regular water, you said?
Well, I think so. Water that I remember.
And you remember that too? Besides the water tasted just normal, besides the sulfur water?
Sulfur water, mm-hmm.
Oh, it doesn't taste like this limestone you
tastes
got out
like here. Mountain water, right? Yeah, mountain water all taste, got a little different taste.
Yeah.
It's freestone.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Victor, Mom said that all the stables were down at the back of the kitchens. The kitchens. All of them were built on stilts. I mean, the kitchens were built on stilts. And that's where their stables were, down under the kitchen.
Oh, my.
I remember the stables, but I was saying they said, wait, back down.
Then she said there was another stable where they kept the riding horses back farther. But these must have been private horses where the buggies and things came up in there.
Were there... So, but the stables, you remember, they were down the hill.
All right, that belonged to Miller. Miller, after the fire, am I right? After the fire, Miller put a stable up there?
Maybe so, I don't know.
But the stable you remember seeing, that was down the hill from the hotel? Down. Were there any other animals up there that the company might have owned? Pigs or anything?
No,
you were talking about
to,
pigs.
Not to
that. Those two hogs just belong to this.
So
they were all ready for our meat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember seeing any stock up there, like hogs or chickens or anything like that?
Cows?
No, I don't.
What does they get
looking for? We were already.
You get up across the mountain, there's a lot of pasture land over on the inside.
Yeah.
Used to be an apple orchard over there. It belonged to some of these rowers up here, Rower School.
Oh, yeah? But that was on the other side, on the east side?
And, well, it was sort of on top of the mountain. There's a place up on that mountain there. It must be 30 or 40 acres, just flat as this floor mall.
Oh.
There's where that apple orchard was.
Was that right up by Black Rock?
On top of the mountain.
Oh.
It's on the right hand side of the road, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I heard Mama telling about the men would go out and pick huckleberries and blackberries and bring them in, and then the women would can the berries there in the kitchen.
In the hotel kitchen? Did you collect any? Any berries when you were there?
No, I didn't.
Huh?
And then this round building that you were telling about, she talked about that. She said that's where the people got up on their banks.
Ah. Did you do any dancing while you were up there? You were just up there for the afternoon?
I was too small to dance, I reckon.
Oh, I
didn't know how. I got down here to John Hopkins to a couple of dances.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you say Sally said to dance in this round building?
They danced in the roundhouse. It was called the roundhouse. She said they had benches all the way around in the building.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they sat and watched the dancing.
Uh-huh. Well, that could be. They could have called that the ballroom.
Well, she called it. Mama called it the roundhouse.
Mm-hmm. But you remember them dancing up on the in the hotel itself, though, right?
Well, I've been there, but I don't remember much about it.
Uh-huh.
It was down from where we were. Downhill, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hotel was higher and higher, but I don't know. I can't tell you much.
The do you know if anybody, were you allowed to eat at the hotel? Your mom waited tables, so you didn't have to bring your own food, did you? I guess.
We took ours. We didn't go to the hotel. Of course, that would have cost too much, you know.
Oh, okay.
And we had stuff from home. Uh-huh. Had things at home.
Yeah.
No, I know the girls cooked baked pies at home.
Mm-hmm.
At the house there, my sister.
Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to and you had the money, you could eat at the hotel?
Oh, yes, a lot of people did, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure, they had a hotel. We didn't have to. It didn't cost us much to go that way. I rent a cabin for, I don't know how long, two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We were there 2 weeks.
Did people stay in the hotel building, too?
Instead of, I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there wouldn't have been cabins enough for them. Mm-hmm. They just had these small houses, you know.
How was it? Was it well kept? Was it real tight
it
there?
It must have been, yes, as far as I know.
Is that the way you remember?
And I don't suppose they went up there in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Much. Of course, they could have, you know, go to the hotel all right.
Mm-hmm.
That time part, but we didn't go on in summer.
Uh-huh.
We had people around home. We didn't go but one time, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, do you remember any other stories that were told about it? Any other?
No, I remember it sitting home at they took Alice Ireland, she's the one married the fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, and they and Molly, they stayed home, did the work, and never a week, on weekends, why they'd have to take a buggy and go up there and take them food.
Oh, yeah.
Take the food from home, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. To the man,
to the to Grandma and Ellis there, and or whoever's up there staying up there in the cottage.
Uh-huh. And they were the man who was playing the fiddle. They take food to him.
No, they just met up there.
Oh, I see.
He was from Standardsville.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he had to stay up there. I imagine it's too far to drive from Standardsville up there.
Yeah.
And he stayed at the hotel. But talking about waiting on tables, why, if people just had two hotels and people came from the cities, why, they stayed there and they had to be waited on. They had money, they had to be waited on.
Yeah,
I imagine.
I think the people who had more money would be the ones who would stay in the hotel.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you know anybody who owned a cabin up there?
No, I don't.
Did all tappers in Alberta, did they go?
I don't know.
I don't remember any of them going
with
my
name. Huh? All Tapper was one of the names.
Yeah, it seemed to me like I heard y'all talk about all Tappers. They lived down here.
Miss Maggie All Tapper might have went, but I don't think so.
Huh? You don't
I don't think so. She might have.
Well, it seemed, well, all right.
Miss Maggie Hartman used to go.
That was her niece.
I was looking at that radio thing a while ago. I picked it up to put it away from a store, you know, where it had the names of people who had bought things there.
Mm-hmm.
What, up there?
Yeah. But no, no, just here at the store.
Oh, at the store, so is that, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's all them names, the Lapidus and the Mondays and the Hartmans. Meredith Mundy, was he your granddaddy? The great-granddaddy.
She told you.
I know. Was he?
Meredith Mundy.
Meredith.
Who? Meredith Mundy.
Meredith Mundy was Mr. Arch Mundy's.
Arch's daddy?
Daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
And they owned that place out there where mine are all by owned. What about that, though?
Arch Mundy and Grand Mundy.
The house is gone.
There was one live back towards the foot of the mountain.
Cliff. On the cliff.
That's it. That was all I know about.
And Meredith was their father.
I don't know.
Alberta thinks so. Well, that's interesting.
Well, I know. There's his name in that book where he bought food there at the store.
Uh-huh.
Yes, his name's in that book.
Now, we're on local history now.
Well, I just picked up the book while I was waiting for you all.
You still got this on that thing?
Yeah.
And you talk about the old Harris Herald.
You'll have to sort it all out.
Yeah.
Walk through it, won't you?
Well, y'all, before I shut it off, is there anything else? Any other stories you remember about?
I don't know anything else.
Yeah. Okay, well, we learned some stuff. I never knew that there were a fiddle, for sure that there was a fiddle player up there. That's real interesting. And what we'll do, if y'all don't mind, we can just pass on the information that you've given us and tell it to visitors. That's okay.
What did you say the visitor's name was?
Jenny.
Yeah, what was his name again?
B.B. Mitchell.
B.B.
Benjamin
Mitchell,
Burse
right.
Mitchell.
What were the names?
Benjamin Burse.
Benjamin Burse?
Uh-huh. B-U-R-E-S-S. Benjamin Burse.
And he was from?
Standersville.
Standersville.
And he has a son, B.B. Jr.,
mm-hmm.
over at Culpeper.
Oh, Lord, don't be
state of Canada. Just wait a minute. And his youngest son, the one sitting here on his left on this picture, was treasurer of Culpeper County for 40 years.
Yeah. And this B.B. Mitchell, you say he's still living? Did you say
B.B. Jr. still living? No, Uncle Benny's has been dead some time.
Oh, okay.
He died in 1926, I don't know. No, about 32, I expect. Now here's this Mitchell's picture.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And I brought that other one down to show you his wife. That is her. Look at the buttons on that dress, how she has the buttons put on that dress.
Right together?
Wow.
One right after the other?
Yeah, and then exactly. They go across here.
Uh-huh.
She'd go across here and
Mama had one address like that. I don't know what I did with that.
Just that young bee she's talking
bass,
about.
I guess I done
you think he's some kind of darn train. You see him around, you think maybe he's just train.
He's what?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
dead. Yeah, he's in there now. Decide he'd go over across the road somewhere, he'd like to take his shoes off.
Oh, he don't
take
shoes off.
Take up through the field hard as you draw.
No, now.
Down along the river, if you're along the river and see a fish in, he'd just jump in.
Oh, Victor, your feet's not that bad.
Huh?
But he
ain't bad, that's all right.
He is his brain, he works all kinds of,
State orator for years.
State orator for years, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of puzzles keep his brain going. And he could tell you maybe Black Rock, because he remembers what he heard when he was a child.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, far away.
You are from New Jersey?
Yeah.
From where?
New Jersey.
Oh, I've got something.
Don't you sure of my money?
Now, you just... Step back a little bit.
Sure, what?